Hello, this is Adam Schreiber, Director of Wellness and Nutrition at the Harkin Institute for Public Policy and Citizen Engagement. I'm really excited to announce that we are starting a new podcast called Canary in a Cornfield that's going to be focused on the connection between agriculture and public health. Our first episode is going to feature the senator himself, Tom Harkin, discussing the huge impacts that he's had on health and agriculture during his long Senate career, and also talking about his thoughts on the state of play today. Here are a few clips from Senator Harkin that will give you a flavor of what the conversation covered.
If you get sick or if you have an injury or an accident, there's probably no better place to be in the world than the United States. We can patch and fix and mend just about anything. If, however, you want to stay healthy, probably one of the worst places in the world is the United States of America. We are so bad in how we work to keep people healthy in the first place. I think from a public health standpoint, what kind of chemicals are we putting on in massive proportions on land all over America? People have been just pouring Roundup on for years and years, and well, they say it degrades, but there's now new evidence that maybe Roundup's not as safe as people thought it was. Well, where does all of that hog matter go? For humans, we treat it in disposal systems and waste systems, not hog matter. Well, what if we had four times as many people in Iowa and we didn't have any sanitary sewers or sanitary disposal systems? Yeah. And then what really got to me early on agriculture was the power of the big commodities, the corn lobby, the wheat lobby, the sugar, rice, and at that time tobacco, but just the power that they had to basically get what they wanted.
In future weeks, we're going to be discussing issues like nitrates, avian influenza, air pollution, and the impact that agricultural pollution can have on our drinking water and our waterways. We're going to have really wonderful conversations with experts from Iowa and from all around the country. I hope you tune in.